karma since I made a mess for Susan. Now I have a mess for myself. Anyway, just had to share that. It's Lent. So good evening again, everyone. Store up your treasures in heaven. What are heavenly treasures? What are the things that you value? Is your relationship with God at the top of the list? What is a heavenly treasure? I think heavenly treasures are things that money can't buy. Good friends, love, things like that. The thing I'm not sure about is how to accomplish storing up heavenly treasures. I know how to go to the mall and buy stuff, but how do I store up those things that are priceless? Well, I think that can only come through God. Through a relationship with our Creator, we open our hearts to the possibility of friendship and love, and I open our souls to heavenly treasure. One of our former presiding bishops, Catherine Jeffers Shorey, said, "That cross that comes on your foreheads on Ash Wednesday is a reminder of the cross that's put there at baptism. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. The cross that comes at Ash Wednesday is a reminder that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." We share the dust with every other human being who has ever walked this planet. We share the dust with the stars and the planets. We share the dust with all that has been created. We are made for relationship with Creator and creation. For me, one of the most amazing things about Ash Wednesday is the image of the dust and the fact that the dust that we put on our foreheads is indeed the same dust as the essence of the stars, the same dust that is the essence of who we are. And we are inexplicably linked to the cosmos, to the creation. And I find this to be a very powerful reminder tonight of this, of placing the cross on our foreheads. God linked us and all things together in our very basic makeup. All of the creation is one. So what will you do to deepen your relationship with God during this Lent? What things tempt you to turn your back on the call that Jesus has for you and turn to the call of evil? Those are the things you should give up. Those things in your life that distract you from your walk with Christ. This Sunday's gospel will tell us about Jesus' time in the wilderness. Temptation was not about proving to Satan that he was the Christ. Satan already knew that. Each challenge to Jesus was about corruption, about how to corrupt the power of God. That's what happens when we yield to temptation. The power of God in us becomes corrupted. But the good news is that corruption, this condition, is not permanent. The good news is that because at baptism we are marked as Christ's own forever, we are redeemed. The good news is that because Jesus defeated Satan, evil cannot win. All we have to do is to turn back to our Savior and ask for forgiveness, and we are indeed forgiven. We are renewed, made new again. And we remember to store up treasures not on earth, but in heaven. So I have a little assignment for you for Lent, a little bit of an activity. There's three parts to it. The first part is to write a letter to God. This is just for you, not to share. Write a letter to God and let God know what you're planning to do for him. Let God know the things that you're sorry for and what you can do or will do to make things right. When I was a little girl, before bed, I always said the same prayer, and it was a prayer that my mother wrote. She would come into my room and sit on my bed, and we would say that prayer, which was actually, I said she wrote it. She didn't write it. Her father wrote it, my grandfather, and she had prayed it as a child. So this was a generational tradition. It went like this: Dear God, I love you. Please help me to be a good girl, to wake up happy and willing to help others all day. Amen. That was it. So simple, so powerful. Our prayers are indeed a letter to God, but in two different ways, as I think you can well imagine. In the first way, that I'm asking you to write a letter to God, I'm asking you to literally write a letter to God. Dear God, I love you. Please help me to wake up happy, to be willing to help others. So I'm going to ask you to write a prayer or a letter to God, and then I'm going to take that to the next step and ask you to write a prayer for yourself to say to God, to pray to God. Something that when you wake up in the morning, you can say, Lord, I'm here for you today, or Lord, get me through today. Some days my prayer is you and me, Jesus, okay? And then the third thing I want you to do is to think about the things that you need to change in your life to make it easier to carry the light of Christ into the world. Things that you need to put aside and things that make you leery of doing God's work, of fear. But remember, Jesus tells us to fear not. So as we begin this journey towards Easter, the invitation is really to walk the road that you walk and examine that road. Fill in the potholes. Make the way clear. Make each step you take a prayer that directs you towards the holy. You are invited to a holy Lent. Amen.